From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Democratic presidential candidates focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State in their latest debate in New Hampshire. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton both support a coalition approach to defeating the Islamic State. Clinton leveled her harshest comments at the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, calling him the best Islamic State recruiter.
The first line of defense against radicalization is in the Muslim American community, people who we should be welcoming and working with. I worry greatly that the rhetoric coming from the Republicans, particularly Donald Trump, is sending a message to Muslims here in the United States and literally around the world that there is a clash of civilizations, that there is some kind of Western plot or even war against Islam, which then, I believe, fans the flames of radicalization.
Clinton has a sizable lead over Sanders, while former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley's support remains in single digits. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the Constitution to allow Kagame to seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. Kagame's current term expires in 2017. The U.S. and European Union say the amendments to the Constitution undermines democracy in the Central African country. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants are claiming responsibility for killing at least three people and wounding 25 others during a car bomb attack